When Phoenix leaders adopted a master plan for the convention center in 2002, it concluded three expansion phases. The first two were completed more than a decade ago, while the final phase has been in limbo. But that could soon change, as Christina Estes reports from KJZZ's Downtown Bureau.
For years, the South Hall, also called the South Building, served as home base for the Salvation Army to serve thousands of Christmas dinners. It's where rock and roll marathon runners and volunteers gather before race day.
And we're in, guys.
And where crowds check out wedding vendors at the annual Arizona Bridal Expo. Nearly 90 events, most of them local, keep the South Building busy more than 200 days a year. Convention Center Director John Chan told the Economic Development Subcommittee it costs about $1 million a year to operate the South Hall, and it generates $2 million in direct revenue.
From rental fees and commissions that are made from catering, audiovisual, and IT services provided.
After approving the Convention Center's $600 million expansion, Phoenix built a West Hall in 2006 and a North Hall in 2008. Those buildings are where most of the national conventions and big trade shows take place. The final phase was supposed to link the North and South Halls under Washington Street, but Chan says light rail would complicate it, while a permanent underground shoring wall would prevent it. The South Building covers more than 9 acres from Washington to Jefferson and 3rd Street to 5th. It's right across from Chase Field and a block away from Talking Stick Resort Arena. Discussions about the building's future were pushed to the back burner as the city and the Phoenix Sun spent years behind closed doors haggling over the arena's future. Then, when a deal between the city and Suns was reached late last year, council members realized they forgot to include the public.
This is Chicago politics at its worst.
Because it's not fair for specific businesses and specific entertainment industries to get subsidies.
I came down here, I was under the impression that the city taxpayers were going to pay for this, but the tourist tax is going to pay for it, so why even have the meeting?
So I think it's misleading when the panel says, well, it's going to be paid for by out-of-state people, when the reality is that's a fund source for the city government that can be used for things that benefit the community as a whole.
A backlash sent Phoenix scrambling to hold citywide community hearings before the council eventually approved a $235 million deal to keep the Suns at the city-owned arena. With private developers now asking about the South Building site, Mayor Kate Gallego wants to avoid a similar experience.
I was asked by the mayor to put it on my agenda.
As chair of the Planning and Economic Development Subcommittee, Councilwoman Laura Pastor used the May meeting to push staff to create an outreach plan.
What I am saying is there needs to be a pure process where community is clearly engaged in order to determine what downtown looks like.
Last month, Economic Development Director Chris Mackey returned with a plan to hold 25 meetings involving convention center customers, downtown hotels, restaurants, nearby neighborhoods, and more.
This is not a downtown South Hall site for the downtown community. This is all of our citizens' building. So we'd propose that we have council district meetings in each of the council districts and two community-wide meetings to gain community input.
Meetings are expected to start later this month. This fall, the council will receive options based on market research and community input. They could include connecting the South Building to the North using an overhead pedestrian bridge, exploring a public-private partnership, and selling the site to private developers. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.